Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I think that's the first time I've left the weather bed in the top of the hour. It's actually pretty good on my part.
And abbreviate it, pretty good on your part when you screw up?
It's the first
time. Wow, that's a spinorama right there. Tomorrow, abbreviated Lake Show into Twins pregame, and then after the game, we'll do final pitch. See how he tried to do that? He screws up, and then he, man. You're, what's her name? What's the woman's name?
Marjorie Taylor Greene?
No.
Lauren Boebert?
No.
Caitlin Lovett?
No, the, Conway is the last name?
Oh, Kellyanne Conway?
Yeah, Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah. It's high praise.
Alternative facts.
Hey. Weather bed ain't going to play itself.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just want to say congratulations to Lee Corso. Lee Corso is calling it a career this weekend. Lee Corso, to me, is one of those iconic figures and personalities in television sports. We know that Lee Corso is hilarious. He's witty. He's pretty astute when it comes to talking about college football. And he is going to be forever remembered as the face of college game day. Mm-hmm. He's going to be viewed that way. When I think of Lee Corso, I won't think of Lee Corso, the head coach of Louisville, or the head coach of Indiana University, or I wasn't watching those teams in all of that. I know Lee Corso as college football analyst for ESPN and analyst on College Game Day since it started in 1987. That's the Lee Corso that I know. So Lee Corso, this Saturday, will be his final ESPN College Game Day. And I love this. The man is 90. And he is getting an opportunity to go out with his health and us being able to give him his flowers after he battled back from a big stroke that he had. And it clearly impacted him negatively. And people were kind of mocking him and talking about, oh, you know, they need to take him off TV and all that. Look, we get a chance to celebrate him right now and honor him and give him his flowers. And I'm so happy that he gets that opportunity, because there's not a given that Lee Corso is going to be around much longer. I mean, he's 90.
Yeah.
And I like that we get this opportunity for him to kind of pass the baton, if you will. And I feel like we're already kind of doing that with the fact that now they have, Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee, yeah.
Now, I don't think that Pat McAfee is going to be on ESPN for the next 30, 40 years. I just don't see that happening. I think that he is eventually going to be out at ESPN maybe in the next few years. We'll see how all of that shakes out. because I think he's a little bit too big of a loudmouth.
Yeah, and Pat McAfee is very diversified with what he does, and Lee Corso very, you know, he's college football, you know, and yep. You know, kind of to go on your point, Lee Corso gets to go out on his own terms. How many times do you see a legend in any sort of business where they're forced out? They, you know, they lose the zip on their fastball. They're forced out. Lee Corso is being able to go out on, you know, on his schedule and
yep.
and at 90 years old, for all of the things that ESPN does bad, and Lord knows there are a lot of things that ESPN can be criticized for, the fact that they gave Lee Corso a platform at 90 years old with all of the health issues that he's had after what they just did to Doris Burke. I mean, you're giving Lee Corso, he's getting the opportunity to be celebrated, and you don't get that very often.
Oh, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. They just whacked my girlfriend in the face.
Oh, I thought it was over the music that I played.
Oh. No, look at this.
Oh.
My girl Alana Smith just
damn, that
whacked.
She took a...
That hurt.
She took a shot to the...
Right to the face.
To the schnoz.
She was down on the ground a couple of minutes. Now she is... She's trying to walk it off. She's on the sideline, but that was... That hurt.
Yeah, they poked her
in the eye. They're going to upgrade that.
They poked, you know, she poked her in the eye, too. I mean, that was flagrant. That's a flagrant times five right there. I mean, that's intentional. That's a fine. That's a fine and suspension.
I don't know
right
if it was
there.
Intentional.
That's a fine and suspension. I mean, she got to be gone. I mean, she got to storm her ass off the court. That's disgusting.
But Lee Corso, he's had some moments. Let's get to a few of his moments. Right now, the final game day for Lee Corso coming up here this weekend. In this particular clip, he's trolling. You know who's going to love this. Jonathan Lowe, J-Lo, because he's a big Iowa State guy. He trolls Iowa State.
This is the Cy-Hawk Series Cup.
Okay.
It's 31 inches tall and weighs 19 pounds. It's beautiful.
It's really big.
I wanted to show it to the Iowa State fans because they haven't seen it in a while. take a real good look at it because Iowa's won it 5 straight years. It's State's turn to win it.
Yeah, I was.
Forget about it. Hawkeyes an upset.
Oh. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. That's insane.
To do that in Ames too. I mean, that's some testicular fortitude right there.
Do you know who his college roommate was?
Lee Corso's?
Yeah.
Jesus?
Burt Reynolds.
All from the Longest Yard?
Yeah, you know they're Florida State guys.
No, I didn't know they were roommates. Well, I knew Burt Reynolds was a Florida State guy.
They were roommates and teammates.
Huh.
Yep.
So he must have been the bandit then.
And they were close friends until Burt Reynolds died in 2018.
Man, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
In this particular clip, this is Lee Corso picking the burnt orange of Tennessee.
I'm putting on a hat like you do. Tennessee balls in a close one today, Coach.
Hey, that's me. Hey, go. Hey, Peyton, tell me one thing. How in the world can you pick Tennessee when he lost 50 in a row to Coach Saban in Alabama?
Oh, no.
Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker's the difference this year.
Yeah. That's out of my mind that I'd follow him
exactly.
in Tennessee. But
you go,
I've been
Bama.
Sick, so give me Tennessee.
Oh, man.
I've been sick, so give me Tennessee.
Give me Tennessee.
Give me Tennessee.
All right, and this was some trolling in which he looks like he's going to pick one institution, then he switches up, which he did a lot of times, but he said, bleep it. Listen to Lee.
How can you pick against SMU? Look at them over there. Red, white, and blue. USA.
He said, bleep it, and picked Houston.
Yeah. I mean... If you want to, if you're feeling down about things and you want to cheer yourself up, go down a Lee Corso rabbit hole. I did that this afternoon, and it was just, it was like one of the most enjoyable half hours that I've had. It was like, I mean, he's on there, he's calling kids midgets. And I mean, it's like, hey, not so fast, midget. Where the double, where he does the double T's. No, when he did it against Bucky when he was with he was out in Happy Valley with Penn State. It mm-hmm. just so many memorable Lee Corso moments. And,
well, personalities. When I think of personalities on ESPN, my number one of all time is Dick Vitale. You know me. I'm college basketball. Yeah. Lee Corso is definitely top three or four.
Oh, no question. I think we're in today's society where I think that we've gotten to the point where everybody's cookie cutter in the same industry. Everybody's got to come up the same way. You go to the same school. You learn the same set of skills. And then it's almost like a cog. It's like a machine. I can't tell you the last time that I saw SportsCenter and I saw something that really stuck out. Because, you know, you had the old Stan Verrett, who I think, you know, I think he's moving
on. I love
on.
Stan Verrett.
You know, you got Scott Van Pelt. I mean, it used to be, you know, the big show with Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann, like Charlie Steiner used to be. You used to have people that had these bigger-than-life personalities, and they were different, and you knew that you were going to get something different. But in today's day and age, it's nameless, faceless drones. And I think sometimes people...
I think McAfee's different.
Well, yeah, McAfee's different. And one thing Pat McAfee's got his you know, detractors.
And I'm not the biggest of fans of him.
Yeah, I think one thing that Pat McAfee has done is he's built a brand by himself. Because even when he was a punter and he did for the brand, you know, when he was punting for the Colts, he was just known as kind of a loosey-goosey guy. And then he builds his brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he went to, I think it was Barstool. And then, you know, reneged on a contract with there, went to FanDuel. Was it FanDuel and Barstool? Either way. And then he goes to ESPN, which is great because he's got his hands in college football. He does WWE. He does a lot of different things. Very talented. But he's got a personality and he stands out whether or not you like him. But I think that people are afraid to kind of go out and be a little different, be a little goofy. Because, you know, nobody wants to be the guy that's looked at as, you know, oh man, you're a little weird, you're a little off. Being weird and off is what makes you memorable. And that's, Lee Corso was out having a good time. Life is meant to be lived and having fun, and that's what Lee Corso did. And the thing is, like, that's a bit, nobody else can do that bit.
Yep.
You have to retire that with Lee Corso, and that's one of the highlights of game day.
All right, coming up next, let's get to it. Back on the show, Word on the Street. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, it's time for Word on the Street. Maybe I should have took Buffalo in the 17 points. I'm not going against the Gophers. But, man, it's not looking pretty right now. Right. Gophers are winning, but it's 7-3. They just look beyond shaky on offense.
Yeah, and I think this is kind of what we had thought, that it was going to be a work in progress offensively, and the defenses look good. I will say the interception that was thrown tonight by Drake Linsley was kind of a...
It was fluky.
It was flukish.
Because it was fluky.
The receiver was down, and the Gophers were in a really good scoring position.
It went off his leg.
It went off his leg, picked off by Buffalo, and it was like a, you know, 50-yard return going the other way.
But now, I want to give credit to the Gopher player. I can't recall which player it was that basically stopped the touchdown. If he doesn't hustle, that guy walks into the end zone. That's a a tying touchdown.
That was a big boy. He was going to run out of gas anyway.
Oh, no, he wasn't that big of a boy.
He was going to run out of gas.
He was athletic enough to make that interception.
Yeah, a ball hit him in the bread basket. I mean, he's a big deal.
Went off another player.
I know, but it was like right there.
You act like he was a defensive lineman.
I mean, what was he, a linebacker?
I think so. Uh-oh. A play.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That was a hell of a defensive play.
That was a hell
play.
Of a play. Yeah. We could sit here and watch the Gophers for that.
I know, right?
Yeah. Hey, anyway, I don't know if you heard about this, but Tay-Tay is, she's a taken gal now. Apparently she and Travis Kelce are going to get married. But the question is, when was the engagement actually, when was the proposal in the question popped? Apparently, Ed Kelce dished on his son's engagement to the biggest pop star in the world in an interview on Tuesday with News 5 in Cleveland, telling the outlet that it went down. He proposed not quite 2 weeks ago and was considering waiting until this week, but ended up getting down on a bended knee at a garden in Lee's Summit, Missouri, which is Lee's Summit! We know where Lee's Summit
Shout
is.
Shout out Lee's Summit. Heck yeah.
That's why I was married is Lee's Summit.
You were married in Lee's Summit?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. We were married in Blue Springs.
I want to say Lee's Summit. Where were you married in Lee's Summit?
No, we were married in
Lee's The last time I was in Kansas City, I was at a liquor store in Lee's Summit.
Okay.
Shout out Lee's Summit.
Yeah, it's a suburb of Kansas City for, But it was in Lee's Summit. After Taylor said yes, they called their family on FaceTime. Ed said he was at a Philadelphia Eagles practice when Travis and Taylor called with the news. And apparently Travis said he'd been wanting to propose for months, might even pop the question during the past NFL season. Instead, he proposed a couple weeks before the 2025 season. Shouldn't he be focusing on football? I mean, come on, man. Don't worry about proposing. It's training camp. Don't you care about your football team?
I love it, man. Shout out to Travis Kelce, man. Travis and Taylor Swift, I'm so excited for both of them. This is awesome, dude. Is it not? This is awesome.
It's a love story.
It is.
I tell you what, how in the world?
He got the woman he wanted. Like, seriously, he courted her. He went after her.
Yeah.
Hard.
She
wasn't going to give him the time of day.
No, because he tried to break through security at Arrowhead and give her a friendship bracelet. But I guess they were on the New Heights podcast, and she was just ripping him a new one for like, oh, well, how did you not know this is how it works? Because he was like, yeah, I was all bummed. I didn't get a chance to meet you that night. And he's like, yeah, I was all butthurt over it. And she's like, what did you expect? Like, you have to go to security. You have to go through this. She's like, you have to know this.
Yeah. You got to be vetted, dude.
Yeah. But as my wife said, social media threw up on itself with the And how did they keep this a secret? That's kind of impressive. How you keep something like this a secret for 2 weeks.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, I know that you were one of the people that got their Travis Kelce jersey because they flew off the shelves on Tuesday after he proposed. Now, in a statement on Wednesday, Fanatics, which is the official e-commerce partner, both the NFL and the Chiefs, said that Kelce's jersey spiked 200% from Monday to Tuesday. They added that this is his best-selling day since the Super Bowl, which occurred in early February. The surge, not surprising, considering the engagement, it temporarily crashed Instagram. It seems like everybody wants a piece of the couple and things associated with it. Even brands have jumped in on the trailer celebration, including Krispy Kreme, which offered free donuts on Tuesday to honor the soon-to-be newlyweds. California Pizza Kitchen also rolled out a special deal called It's a Love Story, a heart-shaped pizza available for 13 days, a nod to her favorite number. Kelce and Swift, and this is what I would love to see. They've also received a ton of wedding offers, including one from a prominent Las Vegas strip club, which said it would love to host their co-ed bachelor and bachelorette party. Now, imagine Jason and Travis Kelce in Vegas for a bachelor party. I mean, that is pay-per-view type
all-timer.
Stuff.
All-timer.
I mean, oh,
that'd be an all-timer.
That is the hangover on steroids is exactly what that is. And speaking of Vegas, my guys, if you're a fan of boy bands like I was and am, Backstreet Boys, They're winning big in Sin City because they're raking in a huge figure during their Las Vegas residency.
I have a friend that was just at the show 3 weeks ago.
I bet it would be off the chain with the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere. I would like to see it. I got to admit, I'm a sucker for a good boy band, and the Backstreet Boys, well, apparently the band is grossing $4 million a night for their ongoing residency at the Sphere. Now, it doesn't sound like there's much overhead or significant expenses involved because they paid a one-time fee of about $7 to $8 million for all the graphics they use in their shows, and they more than recoup that on what they spent on creative. Now, the Sphere, I haven't gone, but I'd love to go.
I've not been yet. Oh, I didn't know that you could fit that many people in there.
17,000 people.
That's insane.
I thought it was more intimate.
Me too.
Yeah, I really thought that based on...
I think
on,
it goes like straight up.
Does it? Yeah. Was it U2? Weren't they the one that kind of broke that bad boy in? Yeah. The shows are selling out, but the key is the VIP, platinum, and travel packages that go into the pot. Now, one insider says entertainers, and this makes sense, they can make as much money at the Sphere as they can on a stadium tour. I can't even say it at this point. And the fact that the Backstreet Boys are the only are only in Vegas and not traveling, it helps their bottom line, too. So money talks, and right now it's all about the Backstreet Boys.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
I got to check with my friend and see how much they pay for tickets.
I think the nostalgia right now is kind of like the whole 90s thing is making a comeback. So it's great.
We'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Gen Xers, hell yeah, this is our time. We can end on there. We can end on the Backstreet Boys.
All right, Backstreet Boys. I do want to see them at some point. I'm dead serious.
Dude, yeah.
I'm dead serious.
I would like to see them now because, I don't know. It was like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, which team are you on? And now I just feel like we're at the point where people kind of appreciate the nostalgia. You know what I mean?
Yep. So. All right, coming up next, we will we'll take a look around the sports world tonight. There's some news to chat about. We got the Gophers in action. It looks like Kyle Schwarber is going to be heavily in the news tonight because of something that he's done in Philadelphia. We'll get to that next year. Final 30 minutes of the Lake Show. All right, this is not a scoreboard, but we'll treat it as such. And let's start in the world of college football, because right now, the opener for the Golden Gophers, they are facing Buffalo. They are 17.5-point favorites, or 17-point favorites, I think is what it closed at. The Gophers are, because we're in the final minute before halftime, they lead 7-3. And I know the word was, into this game, was like a battle of defenses.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this to Shane and Shoreview. I hope you didn't bet the over on 6.5 wins. Because I don't see it. This is only one game, and we'll see how they improve. But, man, they lost some stuff.
That offense, it's a work in progress. And I have seen a couple of nice runs tonight. I haven't been, looking exactly who's been running the ball. They have had a few lanes.
It's Buffalo.
And Lindsey's been, Lindsey's made a few nice throws. But, I mean, there's another one. So I think if you're the
Gopher. It's Buffalo.
Well, hey, Khalil Mack's not walking through that door, okay? I mean, if you can get into field goal range, because Buffalo just, Buffalo just missed a field goal. Part of Buffalo's field position, again, was on that long interception return that was, a very unfortunate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But you gotta come out of this with points.
I'm not impressed. Like,
That don't impress me much.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. But this is it's the opener.
It's the first game.
You're going to be rusty. You're trying to figure some things out. You got a new quarterback. This is a brand new season. So we'll see how things shake out.
Was that pass interference? Yeah, they're going to call that pass interference. I think because you look at the defender's left arm, he's pushing the right shoulder and didn't turn around. Did not turn around to look at the ball. And that's, even my daughter, who's not into sports at all, the one thing she knows is that if you're a defender, you have to turn around and play the ball. Because if you play the ball, you can get away with more hand checking. But if you're going to deliberately put your arms into somebody and you're not going to turn around and track the ball, then that's an easy call for the official to make.
All right, let's look at Major League Baseball. Twins off tonight, back in action tomorrow against the Padres. The Philadelphia Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 19-4. But the story of that game is that Kyle Schwarber went 4-for-6. He hit 4 home runs. Kyle Schwarber in the big leagues broke in with the Cubs.
Yeah.
And people were in love with Kyle Schwarber, but remember, he was kind of a chubby dude. He wasn't in the greatest of shape. He goes to Philadelphia, and he's fit. He's in great shape now. And he's just smacking all kind of home runs.
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber is the perfect guy for a slow pitch softball team. Maybe he's just big boned and he's always going to be a big dude. But they love their big dudes there. And that lineup right now with Bryce Harper, with JT Realmuto. I mean, now it was Cal Quantrill, the human gas can, who pitched for Atlanta tonight. But Kyle Schwarber, he's very interesting because he's kind of a bigger dude as a DH. And a lot of times he hits leadoff. And you wouldn't think that a guy his size would hit leadoff. But again, it's not.
It works.
Yeah, baseball nowadays is not. And we've talked about this on Final Pitch. The prototypical leadoff hitter, the Vince Coleman, the Willie McGee, the Ricky Henderson.
Yep.
Those guys are gone. You want on-base guys. And Kyle Schwarber, as well as anybody, will take walks, and he hits the snot out of the ball. And he's a perfect fit for Philadelphia. I feel like his personality and the way that he plays, he's a perfect fit for the Philadelphia Phillies.
4 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 49 home runs this year.
That's Al Bundy-esque. You mean somebody outside of the big dumper is actually hitting the ball over the fence? All we hear about is Cal Raleigh. Good for Kyle Schwarber. Does that lead the National League then?
I don't know.
I'll have to check.
Have they drug tested him lately? I'm dead serious. Like, seriously, dude. Like,
for what? Vegetable oil?
I mean, this is kind of a shocker, though, that Schwarber goes to Philadelphia and then all of a sudden he's like that.
This is
reminiscent of like David Ortiz.
I thought you were going to say like Brady Anderson when he had that one. When he had that 50 home run season for Baltimore. No, I mean, Kyle Schwarber has always been a guy that has had some pop. And, yeah, I believe that does lead the National League because Shohei Ohtani's got 45. And then, after that, Juan Soto's got 32. So, right now, he could conceivably be the second guy to hit 50 this year.
The Minnesota Lynx are in trouble. Seattle has caught fire, and they lead by 6 with 6.5 minutes remaining, 80-74. Like, Seattle was dominating in the second half. The Lynx led by as much as, 19?
Yeah, they led by 13 at half, but then Seattle came back, and no pun intended, they stormed back and doubled up the Lynx in the third, 34-17. So, now the Lynx slowly. What is it?
Oh,
now,
he threw a pick. Oh, he didn't throw a pick.
Now it's a 4-point game and a timeout by Seattle at Target Center.
Is it 4 or 2?
I thought it was 4.
You might be right.
80-76.
Yeah.
Oh, nice bounce. Oh, see. Oh, bounce passes do work. Seeing your girls back in there. Why are people so opposed to a bounce pass?
Like I didn't know that was a thing. Being against a bounce pass.
I feel like
more bounce to the ounce.
Nah, Is that really something you want to say when you're talking about the WNBA? But no, I just, I feel like a...
Just singing a song.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was thinking way something else. I just feel like a well-executed bounce pass in transition to a cutting player. Oh, that's not a sack.
You can't take a sack
there. You can't take a sack there.
Lindsay. Come on, man. You got to get rid of the football.
Dude.
Just so you guys are aware of something, Lindsay, Drake Lindsay, the new Gopher quarterback,
mm-hmm.
on first and goal, he threw essentially, it was a pick. The receiver played it well where he knocked it away from the defender. Second and goal, he took like a 10-yard sack.
Yeah, he had a tight end open underneath. He had a tight end right there with
throw it out of bounds.
Yeah, get out of the pocket, and yeah, you got to throw that ball out of bounds.
Cause now you got to kick it right here. You have to kick it. What is it? It's 6 seconds.
Third and goal from you have to kick it here. But that's something hopefully he's going to learn. So like I said, you come out of here with points and go into the half.
Oh, he's getting ripped, PJ. Oh, PJ's mad. PJ Fleck, you see him get in Lindsay's face?
I did, yeah.
Ooh wee.
Where's that positive Skyu Ma? Huh?
Wow,
that's not the PJ Fleck we know.
Man,
I ain't never seen PJ Fleck as upset at that. Man, PJ, where's the positive energy? I thought that's what the P stood for. I guess not.
That's something right there. You don't see PJ get after guys like that. They get the field goal, though. So they're up 10-3.
Well, good. You know what, though? Sometimes you got to chew a kid's ass when he makes a mistake like that. Like, we all knew that. We all know, like, right there. Okay, run to the right. Get out of the pocket. Get out of the pocket. And it's not like he didn't have receivers. He had a cutting receiver. I think he was looking to the end zone where he had he had one guy near the far pylon, one guy near the near pylon. But you got to make that throw, man. You had somebody underneath. But yeah, if nothing else, throw the ball out of bounds.
Exactly. All right, 651-461-9226. Final segment of the Lake Show is coming up next. All right, final segment here of the Lake Show. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Take you up to pregame, so we'll be on the airways at 6, out at 6:30, then back later tomorrow night. The Lynx are now down 10, with 3.5 remaining, now down 12. This game is over. And the Fiesta Colliers had a terrible game tonight. She's just off. 6 of 21, 0 of 4 from 3. This is going to be interesting to see at the end of the season, the MVP voting. I'm dead serious. I think that Asia Wilson has got a great shot at winning back-to-back MVPs. I do. I'm rooting for Fee, but man, this is rough night. Rough night for her. So we'll see, man.
How much does the fact that the Lynx played well when she was out?
I don't think that helps her cause.
I was going to say, I think that almost hurts her more.
That's what I was saying to
Collar.
To Collar, but Collar was like, well, how do you have that be a negative against her? And I'm not saying that to be a negative against her, but facts are facts.
Yeah, when you look at a player that caliber and you lose her for an extended period of time and the team continues to play well, and especially the way that they played against the Liberty. And then you come back and...
Another miss.
Yeah.
Dude,
you're up by 13 at the end of the first quarter. I think it was 13. You were up by 13.
You were 13.
Yeah, you were
and
up by 13.
And 13 and a half. You got outscored 34-17 in the third quarter.
Yeah, that third quarter is what killed you.
I just think that this is, I think it's a conversation. If you had a lot of money on the Fiesta Collier to win MVP, you should be concerned.
That might be sunk money.
Because I think that Asia Wilson might catch her. So we'll see.
Well, like you guys were talking about, just the insane run that Asia Wilson's on. It's hard to argue. And to me, it's like, when are you playing your best too? Like, if you're playing your best later. It's like the recency bias. People are always going to have that recency bias. It's great what she did at the beginning of the year because that's why the Lynx got off to that great start. But if you're going to kind of fade here in the second half coming back from that injury, that's going to have a little bit of, it's going to have a little bit of, you know.
The Las Vegas Aces are the hottest team in the league, and it's not even close. They've won 12 consecutive games.
Yeah.
12!
That's pretty good.
Man. Yeah, this is going to get really, really tight for the MVP race.
Yeah.
And really,
I mean, this is not a bad loss for the Lynx. It's a disappointing loss, would say, because you're at home, you got all that momentum, but it's not like the Lynx to come out and just struggle in the third quarter. Like, they laid an egg. Like, they don't do that very often. I mean, Cheryl Reeve usually has them ready to go, so it's just, it's very uncharacteristic.
What's the postgame going to be like?
I don't know.
They ask you about the Skylar Diggins? Diggins?
Dude, that was, I've never seen...
She was going off, and it, I guess Kayla McBride didn't like it. Cheryl Reeve ended up getting a tech. And so, yeah, this will be interesting.
I saw Skylar Diggins. I mean, she hit a shot.
No, she was going off on the bench.
Yeah, but then you know, she turned around, and she was yelling and screaming and all exaggerated. And I didn't know if she got teed up for it, but then, yeah, obviously something happened. I mean, she's a firecracker.
I love Skylar Diggins. By the way, shout out to her. I saw her earlier today.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was sitting outside, just hanging out outside of the hotel, just right there on Block E.
Yeah, she's probably fired up because she saw you.
No, she wasn't fired up. She looked me off. She gave me the get old look off.
Nah, see, that's what you got to do. You got to be got to play the H late card. Man, see, I think they're showing, shot at the end of the quarter, and then she's looking over and... Yeah,
she was talking to Kayla McBride.
She was talking to
Kayla McBride.
She's talking to
Cheryl
McBride,
Reeve
and Cheryl
stepped
in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought she was talking to Cheryl Reeve for a minute.
No.
Okay. Well, Cheryl Reeve just in there defending her player, but
bad night for I. This is going to be an interesting conversation about the MVP. Seriously,
they're going to have to take down all those MVP billboards then. Because they got some of that, stuff around
keep it up.
Target Center. Well, I don't want to be false advertising. I mean, you know, we don't want no fake news here. Okay, we're about the real stuff. We ain't no fake news, alternative facts, except for weather beds by Kellyanne Conway. Oh, that one hit the net. It just hit the bottom of the net. When they say hit the bottom of the net, I don't think that's what they mean.
That's not what they meant.
What a shot hit the bottom of the net.
Who took that, by the way? Was that DeJounay Carrington or was that?
I think
Courtney
that was,
Williams.
I think that was. I don't think that was Courtney.
Because DeJounay cannot shoot threes.
No. They're going to call a foul on Courtney, right? They're going to call a foul.
No, that's not a foul. She took it away.
No, that's stealing. You can't do that.
Hey, who you got this weekend? Texas or Ohio State?
You know what? I don't like the Buckeyes. So let's go hook 'em horns. That game's in Columbus.
You want to put some money on it?
Yeah, I just want the Gophers to have a better record than Ohio State just once, because I want Ohio State to get knocked out of the top 25.
You mean for 1 week?
For 1 week?
Oh,
yes. I mean, if the Gophers win tonight and Ohio State loses, then obviously the Gophers have to be ranked higher. Most wins.
Is that
right?
How it works?
I think that's how it works.
I don't think so.
I think that's. I've seen Facebook message boards. Okay, that's how it works.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's how it works. If you have more wins, then that means that you're.
No, it's not how it works.
Okay.
All right, we are done here. We will talk to you guys tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Take you up to Twins pregame. The Padres are in town. We'll talk to you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.